Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 27th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Trumos, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Gimel. Horoida Paschama, a person who takes out of the oven warm, hot bread of Chulin, when a son al Pichoves shal Yain Truma, and he places it over a barrel of wine in which there is wine of Truma. And now the bread is absorbing the smell of the wine. Rabbi Meroiser, he says that the bread is now forbidden to be eaten by a non-Kohen because it's absorbed the smell of Truma wine. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says the bread is allowed to be eaten by a non-Kohen. There's no problem because Rabbi Yehuda holds Reich Alav Milsahir that the smell is not considered substantial enough to prohibit the bread for Zorim, for non-Kohenim. Rabbi Yossi, Matir b'shal chitim, v'oisa b'shal sarim. Rabbi Yossi says if the bread is of wheat, then it's mutter, it's permitted. But if it's of barley, then he agrees that it's osur. Why? B'pnei sha'asarim shavos. Because he holds that the barley will draw or absorb the moisture of wine of the truma into it. Not just the smell, the moisture of wine. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yossi. This is the way the Bartanura explains it, and the way the Bartanura explains it, it comes out that Rabbi Yossi also holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, Reicha Lav Milsa, that smell is not enough to make something osur. Smell of truma will not make the chulin truma, or give it a smell of truma. It will not make it osur for non-Kohenim. But with the bread of barley, he says it's osur because it absorbs, the barley bread will absorb not just the smell of the wine, but also the moisture of the wine. This is how the Batanur learns. Rashi in the Gemara Psachim learns a bit differently. He learns that Rabbi Yossi holds that when Rabbi Yossi says that the barley absorb, he's not talking about absorbing the moisture, just the smell of the wine it absorbs. So according to Rashi, the way the Rabbi Yossi learns, Rabbi Yossi is actually agreeing to Rabbi Meir that reicha, that a smell, is enough to make something else. It's just that he makes a distinction between wheat bread and barley bread. If it's barley bread, it'll absorb the smell of the wine. If it's wheat bread, it won't even absorb the smell of the wine. There is an Now, the Mishnah didn't mention clearly whether the barrel is open or whether it's closed. And therefore, there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that the Mishnah is only talking about bread, hot bread, and where the barrel has been closed. That's where Rabbi Meir says that even though it's closed, nevertheless, the bread will absorb the smell of the wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since it's closed, it won't absorb the smell of the wine. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the bread of the barley will absorb the smell of the wine, but not wheat barley. But if it's warm bread, hot bread, and an open barrel, then everybody agrees that the bread will be awesome. That's according to one opinion of the Gemara. And on the other hand, if it's cold bread and the barrel was closed, then everyone holds its mutter. Their argument here is in hot bread and the barrel is closed, but they would also have a machlokas if the bread was cold but the barrel was open. According to this opinion, then our Mishnah will go according to the opinion that everybody holds that smell is a problem. Reche is milsehi. So that's another way of learning it. Let's look at Mishnah Dalet. Tanush shehisiko b'chamon shel truma. If you have an oven that's been heated with kamon of truma. Now kamon is a type of herb where the seeds are used as spices for the bread, and he heated it up with kamon, this type of spice, the whole oven was heated up with it. And then afterwards, va'ofer boy, he baked in it a bread, ordinary bread of chulin. Question now is, does the spice of truma that he used to heat up the oven, does that make the bread a problem for non-kohenim? Says the Mishnah, not a problem at all. Hapas muteris, the bread is allowed to be eaten by non-kohenim. She'ein tam kamoin ela reach kamoin, because it's not the flavor, the taste of the kamoin that's gone into the bread, it's just the smell of the kamoin, of the spice of truma that went into the bread. And smell itself does not make it osur. So clearly our Mishnah is holding reicha lav milsa here, that our Mishnah holds that a smell is not considered substantial enough, and the fact that it was heated up with truma does not make problem. It's not osra either. Truma is only forbidden for eating for non-kohenim. It's not forbidden from having hana. Non-kohen is allowed to have hana from it. So in this case, it's not considered anything. It's not considered a taste. It's only a smell. So therefore, there's no problem for someone to have the bread that was baked in such an oven. This is the way... The way Stam Mishnah goes this way. Some want to say that perhaps our Mishnah can even go according to the opinion that says that Recha is a milsa, Recha is something, but so why isn't the smell of the Kamon going to make the bread osur? That's because it's all been burnt before he put the bread in. The Kamon was totally burnt. Anyway, that's another way of learning it. But the way that the Bar Tanura learns the Mishnah clearly is because Recha loved milsa, because the smell is not considered as anything substantial.